Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 31, 1806. Plenty of elk, buffalo, and deer. Both Lewis on the Missouri and Clark on the Yellowstone are seeing a tremendous amount of game. Clark wrote on July 28, "The elk on the banks of the river were so plentiful that we have not been out of sight of them today." Today, he writes,
"Set out early this morning. At 12 miles, arrived at the commencement of shoals, the channel on the starboard side near a high bluff. Passed a succession of those shoals for 6 miles, the lower of which was quite across the river and appeared to have a descent of about 3 feet. Here we were compelled to let the canoes down by hand for fear of their striking a rock under water and splitting. This is by far the worst place which I have seen on this river from the Rocky Mountains to this place, a distance of 694 miles by water. A pirogue or large canoe would with safety pass through the worst of these shoals, which I call the Buffalo Shoals, from the circumstances of one of those animals being in them." Captain William Clark, July 31, 1806.
The Buffalo Shoals are in Custer County, Montana, just below the mouth of Sand Creek, or what Clark called the Little Dry River. Captain Lewis, on the Missouri, back on July 28, wrote,
"We descended the river opposite our principal cache, which we found that the cache had caved in and most of the articles buried there were injured. The gunpowder, corn flour, pork, and salt had sustained but little injury. There are immense quantities of buffalo and elk about the junction of the Marias and the Missouri rivers."
On July 29 and 30, there was much rain, and today the rain continues, slowing Lewis's attempt to outpace the Indians, which he fears are following his party.
"The rain still continuing. I set out early and proceeded on as fast as possible. At 9 a.m., we fell in with a large herd of elk, of which we killed 15 and took their skins. The latter part of the day became wider, better timbered, and abounded with game. The party killed 14 deer in the course of the day without attempting to hunt but little for them. Late in the evening, we came to the north side of the river and took shelter in some Indian lodges built of sticks. These lodges, with the addition of elk skins, afforded us a good shelter from the rain, which continued to fall powerfully all night." Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 31, 1806.
The camp today was about 8 miles below the entrance of North Mountain Creek. Tomorrow, a white bear near camp.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.